Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Season 5 of the Written Word Podcast, where your host, that is me, the Frontist, will talk about the big 4-0. So if you know somebody or you are somebody who is in the 40s club, join me on this journey as in the weeks to come, we talk about the different aspects of turning 40, different ways to tackle how, you know, helpless or anxious you feel about it, or celebrate even, you know, reaching this milestone of life, because why not? So as always, thank you for listening. And if you like the content, share it with other people who you think, you know, it could bring a smile to their face. And I will be so grateful to you for that. As always, thank you for listening. As women, our lives are riddled with whys. And the latest and biggest why that's looming over my head these days has to do with a number, the big 4-0, 40. Yes, yes, yours truly will be hitting that milestone in less than 6 months, and I have had some realizations about it. Reaching this stage of life is a roller coaster for both men and women. The one glaring difference is that for the men, it's more like Ferrari world, and for the women, it's more like the rocky road. Okay, maybe age is kinder to men, although that's highly debatable. But the fact is, men are not made to dread this age half as much as women. So now, we cannot talk about turning 40 without talking about a phenomena that's closely associated with it, can we? And that is the midlife crisis. I know. Just a fancy term for the anxiety and the uncertainty that we typically experience during the third, fourth, or fifth decade of our lives. I guess not many of us are happy with our aging bodies, the new aches and pains that seem to be settling in, or the big question of what have we done with our lives? To be fair, there is a strange paradox to life during these years. But before we get to that, let me bust a very prevalent myth. So, the average lifespan of a man in India is 68 years, and that of a woman is 71. Must be all that good karma from keeping years of Karwa Chauth, no? Oh, by the way, if you're a man listening to this, I'm kidding, obviously. Point is, based on those numbers, 40 is not midlife at all. And the reason I want to tell you this is to take the pressure off a little bit. And, for those of you who are now calculating what the actual middle age is, stop it. Stop it right now. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Better. Now, back to the strange paradox. While it is true that you start to feel a little irrelevant in your 40s, especially if you're raising a teenager, it is also true that between work and family and your newfound health concerns, your life is now busier than ever. So then, which of the two is true? Are you irrelevant? Well, only if you choose to be. And if not, my darling, you are as relevant as you decide to be. Which brings me to the most beautiful aspect of turning 40. Taking control. Think about it. Today more than ever before, there are so many men and women putting themselves out there and rewriting the next few chapters of their lives. I find that brave and inspiring, don't you? So one such woman, who is the sister of a friend, shared a post on social media this Women's Day, which gave me the spark I needed because it changed my perspective on aging and made me get back to my podcast. And this is what the post said. My mom always said, getting older was a privilege denied to many. To all my friends 40 years and above, most of us are going through a challenging phase in our lives. We are at that age where we see wrinkles, grey hair, extra pounds. We run households, have careers, raise families, pay bills. We've dealt with sickness, sadness, grief, and everything else life has assigned us. We are survivors. We are warriors in the quiet. Even if our bodies are not what they once were, they carry our histories, our souls, our courage, and our strength. We should never feel bad about getting older. It is a privilege denied to so many. So enjoy every minute. And this brings me to some practical solutions on how to deal with this samasya. Number one, seek help. There is no medal waiting for us for being strong or doing it all alone. And yes, help does include therapy. By the way, I'd like to take a moment here and thank every human being who is working in any way, big or small at all, towards normalizing therapy. Your work is so important, and my sincerest thanks to you for not giving up. Your courage is inspiring more and more of us every day to follow in your footsteps. And that is priceless. Number two, pick up something you left years ago. Do it purely for you. Make it your one selfish thing in life. Bonus points if it makes you smile. And if you're asking what I'm talking about, well, it's probably the first thing that popped into your head when I said this. Okay. Number three, make yourself a passenger on a turbulent airplane. It's a metaphor. Your family can only survive this if you do. So put your mask on first and try not to feel guilty about it. Number four, normalize things not being okay. Normalize second guessing your relationships, your life, and yourself. It's meant to happen. Let it. Gain some perspective and avoid making sudden decisions, as tempting as it may be to do so. And last, number five, realize that the only two people you need to impress are not those who you work with or live with or even spend time with. Not your parents, not your kids, not your spouse, and not your boss. Who are these two people then? Now, I realize that this is going to sound very cliched, but cliches are cliches for a reason. It is because they are universally true. So, having said that, the only two people that need to be okay with what you're doing is and where you're going is 5-year-old you and 60-year-old you. And, if you're already 60 and listening to this, well, oops. Well, that brings me to the end of this episode. As always, thank you for listening. And if you like my content, please don't hesitate to share it with your friends and family. It'll help me grow and reach more people, and I will love you for it. Till next time, this is your host, The Frontiest, signing out.